The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Savani.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
Terrific. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We have with us for the second week in a row, Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of B-Dry System of Northeast PA.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Thanks for being back with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if there's a topic we haven't covered and you have a business, send us an email. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and check on the progress of the construction at Dunmore Corners, which I think is going on for the next 5 years.
Yes, it's been a little frustrating.
Yeah, I got my friend
there.
Bobby in Brooklyn. He calls me up and says, hey, they're still doing construction up there in Dunmore, huh? I says, yes, they are.
Bobby and Regina.
Yes.
Our loyal, faithful listeners.
That's right.
From New York. They always tune in. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Now, I just want to put out an alert there. It's very important that if there's anyone listening, tuning in today, and you have a business that you would like to promote, and you are articulate, and you have good value and good information, we'd love to hear from you. Check us out. Either call us at 570-344-6724 or email us
at questions@jruddy.com.
We do not bite. And this is a wonderful...
Do we bite, Bob? No, you guys are great.
Okay. And it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. Thanks
we have
for having
fun.
Me.
And
we try to get information. An educated, Cy Sims used to say in New York, an educated consumer is our best customer. And that's what we try to do here, is educate everybody.
But we're also looking for interesting topics as they relate to real estate so we can inform the listeners and, promote a business too while we're at it, and it's good stuff here we do, and we'd love to hear from anybody out there that would be interested in joining us here. Okay, Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of B-Dry System of Northeast PA, how long have you been doing what you do, and where do you travel?
We've been doing this for the past 36 years, and we travel all over Northeast PA, basically from the Lehigh Tunnel down south, down near Lehighton, all the way north up through Binghamton, New York area. West, we'll go as far as Williamsport, and we do the whole Pocono Mountains all the way over to the Delaware Water Gap where it bridges into New Jersey.
So last week we were talking about the B-Dry system, obviously, and also running dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and humidity and that musty odor in the lower level. We also talk about preventative methods an owner of a property can take in order to eliminate water from coming in, finding that water source. And there's things to do on the outside, extending gutters and pitching the soil away from the house in order to divert that water. Now, this week, Pat is really chomping at the bit over there. He'd like to ask you,
what is the cost of a system like this?
This is what it all boils down to, doesn't it?
Really, because I got a damn basement.
That's a popular question, and we get asked that a lot over the phone. People will, they're curious. They know they have a problem, otherwise they're not you know, sitting home and watching TV and they decide to call B-Dry. They call us because they know they have a problem, and like anything else, they want to have an idea or shop around, see what, you know, it's something, can they afford it, or is it something that's even in their budget? And to answer your question, our jobs start a little over $4,000, and the reason is that, you know, it's a little bit of a comprehensive solution. We go after draining the water away as well as providing sealer and foundation repairs. And, you know, there's a setup fee for any company. I don't care what kind of contractor you have to get their trucks and their equipment there. And then there's a takedown fee to clean the job site up and go home. And that's part of why, you know, a smaller job costs more per foot than a larger job, because the same equipment that you need for a 100-foot job, you need for a 10-foot job. So if a customer has a little corner that's leaking, and, you know, we understand they don't want to spend more money than they have to, we could do just that little corner where they're having a problem. Or if one wall is leaking, we can do just one wall. But if the whole basement's leaking, four walls compared to one wall isn't four times the expense. It's actually quite a bit cheaper. It's that setup fee, once you get past that, it starts becoming very affordable.
Okay. So in this area, we have a wet region, Northeast PA, and our rainfall this year is above normal, and it's even significantly higher in parts of New York. Would you say that most of your work is on new construction or an already existing home?
Probably of our work, maybe more than that, is existing homes. And we do a lot of new homes, but the problem is, you know, your builder, by the building code, is going to have to do certain things for waterproofing. And
What do they do?
Well, they'll put in what's called French drains or footer drains or drain tile. They're just common terms for a drainage pipe on the outside of the footer to drain that underground water, hopefully so that the basement can't leak. If there's no water, the basement won't leak. That's the theory. The other thing they will do is put tar parging on the outside of the walls. And like I said last week, the hole they dig for the basement is quite a bit larger than the foundation itself. So the workers have room outside to put the drain tile outside. They can tar the outside of the wall, and then they'll eventually backfill the soil in and try to pitch the ground away from the home. But the problem that happens is, over the years, the water seeps into that loose soil, turns into mud, blocks up the drain tile. The parging on the outside, from expansion and contraction, from temperature changes and settling, will develop little cracks in it, and that's what makes the basement leak. So, you know, while we go into some new homes, by the time you start upgrading everything from electric heat to hot water baseboard heat, that costs more money. For the homeowner to upgrade from the Formica countertops to granite countertops, that starts adding more money to the final cost of the home. When they find out they have linoleum floors in the kitchen and they really want a tile, they add that onto the cost. And then you add on the cost of the B-Dry system in new construction. All of a sudden, everything starts getting over their head. And, you know, the builder starts realizing they're losing a customer. So they try to cut back where they can and make the house as affordable as possible.
Yeah, sure. So, but it makes more sense to do it at that new construction phase as opposed to after the fact.
It's far and away cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you mentioned, it's not in the budget, usually.
Sometimes it is. Most of the time, not.
I would think it would be money well spent, because I want a dry basement. If my basement's not dry, the space isn't usable.
Right. My home, when I built it, it has a bee-dry system.
I went home.
I went home. You better have a, you better have a bee-dry system.
Okay.
I want to go check out your basement.
Okay. So a lot of times people, when they have water in the basement, you know, there's a lot of people that have that are handy, that can do work on their own. I don't know. Do you find that this would be a project that's a DIY?
Well, the DIY stuff, the do-it-yourself stuff, you know, it's good and it's important. And that comes down to preventative things that a homeowner can do. They can keep their rain gutters clean so all that roof water isn't spilling right next to the foundation. They can go to the home improvement stores and buy extensions for their rain gutter downspouts and get that water out 12 feet away from the house and try to prevent the water from getting near the foundation to try to eliminate the possibility of it leaking. If they have window wells where water's spilling in through the windows, you can buy window wells that can prevent that or window well covers to prevent that. But when it comes into, you know, installing drainage and that sort of thing, that's really not something a homeowner is going to be able to do themselves. They wouldn't have the equipment. They wouldn't have the expertise.
Yeah, I don't have a jackhammer in my toolbox.
And it's labor intensive. It's a job for young guys.
So you can't just watch a YouTube video and know what you're doing?
No.
Okay. So what about sump pumps? Are they effective on their own? Do they work?
Sump pumps are good. You know, I mean, if you go into a basement and they don't have a floor drain, you know, a home with a floor drain, if water's leaking in, it can just literally just run right down the floor drain. And that at least keeps the water from getting deep. And a sump pump could offer a homeowner the same benefit if they don't have a floor drain. It's a nice hole in the floor for that water to go. And, you know, to use Pat's word from last week, hydrostatic pressure, it will reduce hydrostatic pressure in that direct area it's in. But if your basement is leaking all the way over on the other side of the basement, it's really not going to relieve the pressure on the other side. So that's where drain tile, the bee-dry drainage system comes in, because we can relieve that hydrostatic pressure all the way around and direct that water into your sump pump to make that more effective for you.
Okay. Well, we've been in homes where we've seen, you know, more than one sump pump and several, you know, and they seem to be strategically placed in
damp basements
in different areas.
Right. And that could be, you know, a homeowner did that themselves or, you know, they didn't really understand that, you know, if you install a drainage system under your floor, you can make the water from those faraway areas drain into that area where your sump pump is. You don't need to have a pump all the way around. But, you know, if you have four corners that are leaking, you really don't need to have four pumps. But there are basements where they're getting so much water, they need more than one pump.
Right.
And we actually have a nice pump now. It's called a duo pump for basements. It sits in one location of the basement, but it's got two pumps in the same tank. So if one pump ever fails, you always have that second pump as a backup. Or if your power goes out, this one actually works off a marine deep cycle battery. So sometimes you'll see two pumps in a basement. One of them might be a battery backup pump for power outages.
Got it.
Let me ask you about floor drains. We were talking earlier about floor drains. What's the story with those in a basement?
A floor drain is good because it keeps the water from getting deep, unless, of course, you're having sewer backup issues, you know, and that's a different story.
That's a different show.
That's a whole different problem, but we do get confronted with those problems. And, you know, your groundwater leaking onto your floor and going into the floor drain, that's better than it getting a foot deep. But, you know, a lot of people will... they don't have a floor drain, a sump pump is a good alternative.
And you can't have that sump pump pumping into the floor drain?
A lot of municipalities won't allow it because their sewer treatment plants don't want to pay the money to be treating clean groundwater at the sewer level.
Okay.
With us today is Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Be Dry Systems of Northeast PA. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Easiest way today is go on the internet and type in b-dry.com. That's bdry.com.
Thank you, Bob. Pat?
Yes. Have you ever thought of being your own boss? I think you two guys have. And leaving the 9-to-5 behind? Well, here is your chance. We have a business for sale. It is a pizzeria and restaurant at 80 South Main Street in Archbold for $125,000. The business is for sale, not the building. This is a very profitable turnkey business. It comes with everything you need to get going. All of the equipment is included in the sale, and the owner is willing to work and train the new owners. This is located in a very, very busy area, and there is plenty of public parking in the lot, and the rent, it's very reasonable. That's a turnkey pizzeria restaurant for sale with all the equipment included at 80 South Main Street in Archbold for $125,000, and that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Yes, and this is very interesting to me. I like this stuff.
Yes, you do. Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Be Dry System of Northeast PA.
Good morning, guys.
You are the expert on waterproofing. You've been doing it 36 years, and yeah. You travel far and wide.
We do, yes.
From Lehigh Valley all the way up to Binghamton, and even you go into the Poconos.
The Poconos and into central PA out near Williamsport.
Nice. And you're busy because we had a tremendous amount of rainfall this year.
Yes, we're quite a bit above normal.
Okay. So water has to go somewhere, and sometimes it finds its way into our home.
Usually into my basement. That's where it goes.
Something we didn't talk about yet, and I'd like to spend some time on it. There are different types of interior waterproofing one can do. Painting walls, there's different types of paint. There's acrylic paint. There's concrete waterproofing coatings. There's silicate-based concrete sealers, and there are plastic sheets and panels. What works, what doesn't, and do you use any of those products?
That's a great question. A lot of people, you know, besides asking, well, how much is this going to cost? Another question we commonly get is this something you spray on my walls? And let me talk about that a little bit first. When a builder builds a basement today, they're going to dig a great big hole. They'll pour a concrete footer. And on top of that, they're either going to build poured concrete foundation walls, or they're going to put cinder block walls or concrete block walls. And basically, a foundation wall is 8 inches thick or 10 inches thick for probably 90% of the basements we go into these days. So if you have a wall that's 10 inches thick and you see dampness on the inside of that wall is wet, soaking wet from the inside of that basement throughout that whole 10 inches till you get outside to the soil. So if you were to paint the inside of the wall, and it doesn't matter if it's silicone or acrylic or any kind of waterproof coating, if you paint a wet basement wall, that wall is still wet. The only thing you're making dry, if the paint does dry, is the inside. And the problem with that, and the reason B-Dry doesn't do that, we don't put a coating on the wall, is that that water is now trapped inside the wall. And the water dissolves the lime, the calcium, and all the water-soluble minerals out of the cement. And when you see that paint peeling off, or that waterproof coating peeling off, it's actually the concrete behind that coating actually disintegrated. So what B-Dry's rigid sealer, it comes in sheet forms, in 4x8 sheets. We combine that with our drainage system underneath the floor. We drill holes into the hollow cores of the concrete blocks to let that water out. And once you give that water a better place to go, then the walls can dry. We put our B-Dry rigid sealer on the walls. And the nice thing with that is it can expand and contract, or even if your foundation cracks, it will bridge those cracks so that the basement doesn't leak. If you go and finish off those walls later, you can't ever see those walls again. So you want something behind your insulation, behind your studs, behind your electrical, your wiring. You want something back there that you don't ever have to worry about, and that's where B-Dry Rigid Sealer comes to play.
All right. Now, I have an old, old foundation that's a stone foundation. What do you do with something like that? What's the problem? How are they built?
The problem with a stone foundation, they weren't built the way a modern foundation is. Today, when they build, they'll dig a hole quite a bit bigger than the foundation, and they'll backfill today when they build a home. In the old days with the stone foundations, they would dig that dirt down flat and hold it up with boards or shoring until they laid the stones in against the clay soil. And the problem digging up an old stone foundation is nobody ever saw the outside of those walls. You're in for what we call a dog's breakfast when you dig up the outside of a stone foundation. So your question is good, Pat. We make a membrane for stone walls, which actually diverts. It's physically attached to the inside of the stone wall, and it diverts that water that's leaking in between every single one of those mortar joints underneath the floor so it can drain into our drain tile system.
Okay.
So do you do exterior waterproofing? Does the B-Dry system entail an exterior waterproofing system as well?
For the most part, no. Although, like we've talked, we do look outside at things like to make sure the rain gutters are extended away and things like that preventative-wise. But sometimes we'll run into a home where they built the soil up outside the house to try to pitch the ground away from the house. And that sounds good, but they get to the point where that dirt they put in next to the house and built up actually gets higher than the foundation itself. In that case, we do have to do some outside waterproofing or drain tile to protect that. You know, at some points, the siding itself could be underneath the ground. And we want to get a waterproof barrier between your siding and your foundation and some drainage out there so you don't end up with insect problems from that wood being soaking wet all the time. So we try to look at inside, outside, see what the best solution is.
Okay. So it's different every time. I mean, obviously, it's case by case.
Yeah, probably 1 out of 100 homes will do outside drainage as well.
Okay, and that must really need it.
And it well, there's no other choice. If the outside ground is built up to a level that's higher than the top of the foundation, you have to address
that. You have to. Okay, let's talk about warranties. Are they included with this type of system?
B-Dry gives a lifetime warranty. So, you know, if you go and you invest your money in B-Dry, you know, we're not the cheapest thing out there. You know, you can buy paints and all these things, and they're cheap, but like I said, they're not going to be effective in the long run. And for the most part, they just mask the problem. The nice thing is, with B-Dry, we give a lifetime warranty. It's a one-time investment. And, you know, the warranty is only as good as the company that's standing behind it. We were in a home last week, and we're changing, we're doing some waterproofing for a lady, and she had a lifetime warranty from a company that had gone out of business. And the problem is, if there's nobody there to stand behind that warranty, the warranty isn't going to sop up the water that's leaking in.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember there used to be undercoating. Remember the undercoating companies for cars?
Sure.
We guarantee it for life, and the company's gone in 2 years. So who do you go to when your car is rusting out?
Right.
So this lifetime warranty is transferable? I mean, if the house has 10 owners, each one of them has that warranty.
When we waterproof the basement, we give the homeowner a lifetime warranty. And if somebody new comes in and buys that home, and that's important with real estate because you guys know as a realtor, it's very hard to sell a house with a wet basement. And for the most part, people that owned a home with a wet basement, they're not going to buy. They're purposely looking to see if the basement has water issues before they buy it. So if you look in the real estate ads, you'll see, especially online, because there's lots of online room is cheap as compared to a real estate ad in the newspaper. But you'll see all the amenities in these ads. And, you know, a lot of times you'll see they're advertising that the home has a B-Dry system in it. And that's important for the buyer coming in because they know they're buying a home with a quality product, and they don't have to worry about the water leaking in.
And they have a warranty.
And they have a warranty.
Which is important. Absolutely.
I remember I sold a house in Scranton a couple of years ago. It was a small house, and the owner was so proud that it had a B-Dry system in the basement. And the basement was usable, and he had his tools all set up down there, and he had a workbench, and everything wasn't all rusty. I remember that. That was a nice selling point.
Okay, Bob. I'm going to put you on the spot. You ready?
Okay.
What do you do that others don't do? What service do you provide? What do you do differently from your competitors?
Okay. My B-Dry business, we're one of many B-Dry owners all over the country. The B-Dry system is a comprehensive system. It is a drainage system which relieves the hydrostatic pressure. That's Pat's favorite word.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because eliminate the water, you're going to eliminate everything that comes with it. Some of the dampness and the other issues. And then our B-Dry rigid sealer, it's a waterproof membrane that'll expand and contract with the foundation. So if there's existing cracks in the foundation, it will bridge those cracks. If new cracks develop because you're going from heating season to cooling season and you have expansion and contraction or settling, it will bridge those cracks. And it's not the cheapest thing you can do for your basement, but it works. Our 36 years in business and the warranties of our people that we've done work for all those years ago, they like the fact that the company that did the business is still here to honor their warranty and so forth. So it's a loaded question what we do compared to what other people do, because people will sell, you know, everybody wants your money. We like to go in and do the job right the first time.
All right, good stuff. Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of B-Dry Systems of Northeast PA. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
The best way is to go on the internet and look type in b-dry.com or open up your Yellow Page book and look under waterproofing.
Thank you, Bob. Pat?
Yes, we have a very affordable two-family home at 614 Dean Street in Scranton for only $47,000. This home has a one-bedroom apartment on the first floor and a two-bedroom apartment on the second floor. The home is on a quiet street very close to Greenwich Corners with easy access to Interstate 81. This home has hardwood floors, covered front and rear porches, along with separate utilities. You could live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage and the taxes. That's a two-unit building at 614 Dean Street in Scranton for only $47,000, and that's listed by Bill Wren of our office.
During the week, visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. here or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.